In this bulletin, Australian airstrikes may have killed a dozen civilians in Iraq. A Manus Island refugee awarded Australia's richest literary award. And relentless rain continues to batter Queensland. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Defence Minister Christopher Pyne says the deaths of Iraqi civilians as a result of suspected Australian airstrikes is deeply regrettable. Australian pilots were involved in an airstrike in West Mosul that may be blamed for multiple civilian casualties on the ground. The Australian Defence Force says no errors were made in a coalition air mission over West Mosul involving Australian Super Hornet aircraft, but media in Iraq are reporting the air mission involving Australian pilots may have caused up to 18 civilian deaths in 2017. Chief of Joint Operations Air Marshal Mel Hupfeld says Iraqi security forces have requested support from air after spotting enemy fighters in the area.
Any loss of civilian life is highly regrettable. We treat all allegations seriously and publicly account for them. We do not definitively know how these people were killed. But we do know from our review of the events that our aircrew made no error in this mission.
Defence Minister Christopher Pyne has told the Nine Network Australian pilots will not be penalised since they were following orders.
The Australian platform was operating entirely within the rules of engagement and under the law of warfare, and so there'll be no discipline for the pilots involved because they were doing exactly the job that they were supposed to do. Okay. It was obviously tremendously upsetting that civilians were killed, and as I say, we can't be sure it was Australian. But in the fullness of transparency, we're prepared to say that we could have been responsible.
Manus Island detainee Behrouz Bouchani says winning Australia's richest writing prize is a victory for humanity. The Kurdish journalist has won a Victorian Premier's Literary Award for his account of living on Manus Island. His book, No Friend But the Mountains, Writing from Manus Prison, was one of six books nominated for the non-fiction category. He earned $25,000 for winning the non-fiction category and went on to win another $100,000 Victorian prize money for literature. Mr. Bashani's book is written mostly via WhatsApp messages from the prison. He says this award is a victory for human beings and their dignity.
A victory against a system that has never recognized us as human beings. It is a victory against a system that has reduced us to numbers. This is a beautiful moment.
The New South Wales government says it won't agree to a complete overhaul of the Murray-Darling Basin plan as recommended by the Royal Commission. A Royal Commission has found the Murray-Darling Basin Authority acted illegally by completely ignoring climate change projections. In the Royal Commission's report, it says water allocations must be completely overhauled throughout the river system. New South Wales Regional Water Minister Niall Blair says changing the rules would hurt the state's regional communities. Mr. Blair says he's not convinced by the report.
So the report itself, it's hit and miss in some areas. It's not unexpected in many others. We'll continue to have a look at the detail of the report, but at this stage, we're not going to sign up to a plan at all costs.
Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews has sent a message to detained footballer Hakeem Al-Arabi, assuring him the support of the Victorian government. Mr. Andrews wrote a letter which he says was on behalf of all Victorians to the Melbourne-based soccer player, asking him to stay strong. Mr. Al-Arabi has been in Thailand since arriving in Bangkok on holiday on November the 27th with an Interpol notice was issued at Bahrain's request. Bahrain convicted the absent footballer of vandalising a police station in the 2010 Arab Spring uprising and sentence him to 10 years in prison. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has already written to his Thai counterpart for Al-Arabi's release and is still expecting a response. And floods have caused major road closures in North Queensland with dozens of schools being shut. Forecasters say another 200 millimetres of rain could fall on the Townsville region on each of the next few days. The weather for today, it's sunny in Perth and 37, much the same in Adelaide, 31, mostly sunny in Melbourne, 24, partly cloudy in Hobart, 21. Similar conditions for Canberra, 25, a shower or two for Wollongong, 21. In Sydney, also a shower or two, 25. Much the same for Newcastle, 24, partly cloudy in Brisbane, 32. In Cairns, rain with a storm and possible heavy falls, 27. 27, and a rain and storm likely for Darwin as well, 31 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.